Peter. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for coming to the shir. All right, so we want to plan a halachic topic related to Parshas Vayechi. Parshas Vayechi, not an easy one.
Burial and
Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Weintraub was machavin to my shir last year. So last year we were zochet to learn the sugya, how important is it to be buried in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. So I was thinking about doing that again because it wasn't recorded. It was on Shabbos, and it's always important to learn more things about a topic you've already learned. But I also thought maybe no need to repeat. Again, the Rambam is basically pro, and we assume that you should be buried in Eretz Yisrael. There is a Zohar that does suggest that if one does not live in Eretz Yisrael, it's inappropriate to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, and that is why many Hasidim who follow the Zohar generally do not advocate to be buried in Eretz Yisrael unless you live there when you are alive. But, you know, the standard practice is to assume it's a wonderful thing. Yaakov Avinu wants to be buried there, and Yosef as well. But similarly, related to Yaakov wanting to be buried in Israel, is a topic that we're going to talk about, as it is also December 30th, namely on the secular calendar, New Year's Eve is coming up. Now, obviously, we celebrate Rosh Hashanah, and New Year's is literally a Christian holiday. So we need to talk about New Year's from a halachic perspective. So we'll start with the Parsha, as we always do, and then we'll branch out to the halacha, and we'll see where we can go. We're going to go from Moshe Rabbeinu to Rav Moshe Isserles, that's all the Ramah, to Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's going to be our journey this evening. I'm referencing Moshe on Moshe. So we're going to skip over the Rambam this evening. Obviously we're going to be paraphrasing it, him, but not exactly. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu also authored Sefer Bereishis, right, from God's word, obviously, but even though he doesn't make a shout-out till next week, but he did write he gets credit for writing Sefer Bereishis. All right, so what does the Torah say in Perek Mem Zayin? We know in Perek Mem Zayin, Pashuk Chav Tes, Vayikuv Yemei Yisrael, Musa, Yaakov is on his deathbed, and he told his son Yosef, if I find favor in your eyes, simna yad chatachas reichi, so basically take an oath, asisa imadi chesed ve'emes, so Rav Hirsch actually has a beautiful drush on the concept of chesed ve'emes, spoke out my ofrof, I also got married on December 30th, and my ofrof was vayichi, my shav shav brachos was shmo, so I have nice drush material for these parshas. So what does Yaakov say? Al natik bereini b'mitzrayim, do not bury me in Egypt. So Rashi there gives a few reasons. Why would Yaakov not want to be buried in Egypt? Number one, Sofen Leos Afaram Kaini. So Kainim, Kainim, lice, right? So what's going to happen? So number one, I don't want to turn into lice. And number two, what's going to happen if I die in Chutz La'aretz? We're going to have to roll in the tunnels down to Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to suffer the consequences of rolling down. But the one we're going to focus on lastly, obviously there's a lot to say about both those issues. Those are two loaded ideas in Rashi, which can be entire shiurim unto themselves. However, the final statement of Rashi is the one I underlined. V'shalom ya'asuni mitzrayim avodah zarah. If I get buried in Egypt, the Egyptians will worship my body to some degree. There's going to be some form of idol worship that will take place as they will not just view my tombstone as a random dead person, they will do some form of religious practice with me. So Yaakov Avinu therefore demands, Yosef, get me out of here. And we know Baruch Hashem Yaakov Avinu was zochet to be buried in Maras HaMachpelah as he is there today. Jerome, good evening, my friend. So we just learned that Yaakov Avinu wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, lest they worship his body as an Avodah Zarah. So we, like Yaakov Avinu, also have to be aware of certain actions that we do, lest they lead to idol worship, right? So in the same way that Yaakov didn't want to be buried, lest that cause idol worship, so too we, actually, believe it or not, are bound by halacha to not do certain things, lest it lead to idol worship. So famously, right, what is the Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zarah? It's famous because it's the very first Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zarah. It was not famous to me until college. I did not grow up knowing so Mishnayos so well. Oh, very good. Sorry, Weintraub already knows about Pei. He already just whipped out the Mishnah about Pei. Very impressive. We also want to congratulate Rabbi Weintraub on finishing a first semester of super graduate school in mathematics. All right, AB is almost in his 50s and he's still going to school. Very good, whatever. So, Mazel Tov, AB. Okay. And so it's not like a new, I didn't know this halacha. I never learned Maseches Avodah Zarah. So Rav Willig Shlita, he gave a shiur about this topic, like gifts during the holiday season. And I listened to two, not one, but he has multiple. I don't know how many of these, the same shiur he has on Why You Torah from the various years. I heard it live one year, and then I listened to it on Why You Torah on two separate shiurim. So I feel like I have somewhat of a mesora from Rav Willig already on this topic. And, you know, it's about how does a Jew interact with the secular calendar, not in general, but specifically in holiday season. Because the Mishnah, Maseches Avodah Zarah, Beis Aman Aleph says, Lefnei Eidein Shel Goyim Shlosha Yamim Aser Laseis V'Laseis Yimayim L'Hashilen L'Shol Me'en U'L'Halvus U'L'Lavus. Essentially, the halacha does not want us doing any form of business with non-Jews, specifically over the Avodah Zarah, within 3 days of their holiday. So that's the Maseches Avodah Zarah Beis Aman Aleph. And Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Vav Aman Aleph asks, why in the blazes is that forbidden? Yibay Lehu. Either mishum harvacha, or dilma mishum v'lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. So interestingly, the Gemara on Vav Aman Aleph says, well, there are two possible issues. Harvacha would mean that you're giving them profit. So what? Why can't you cause a non-Jew to profit? So they're gonna. So Rashi says, de ravach v'azil u'molde la'avodes kochavim. So they are going to, in turn, thank their God for profiting by their holiday. V'avar Yisrael mishum lo yishma al picha. Right? So in essence, you are leading to idol worship. Right? So it's a problem that you are playing a role. You did X, which caused the Avodah Zarah to happen, and that's your fault. You caused the non-Jew, you know, by extension, you kind of play a role in that Avodah Zarah.
You can never save a non-Jewish life.
Oh, very good. So the halacha is only talking right now within their holidays, right? So again, there are halachas about how to do these things in general, but obviously nowadays, you know, recently we've been given sensitive shiurim about how to interact with Jews that are not necessarily in the fold. So certainly non-Jews, we're talking about an extremely, extremely sensitive topic, and it requires tremendous caution just before applying some of the halachas into practice, just because nowadays we know that Jews drive on Shabbos. I don't know if Adam, you know, I remember on some story, Adam, you noted that you didn't really have to drive in for residency or since residency, right? You've been zocha to not have to use your medical profession to violate Shabbos. You've been zocha to be shomer Shabbos for many years, despite you having to be in an emergency medicine. But we violate Shabbos to save everyone, right? You know, obviously. Right, you know, so again, this is tremendous sensitivity, but you know, I think that halacha sets the tone that we're fans of all of mankind. Let's just say the politically correct version before anything could be misunderstood, chas v'shalom. All right, so but yeah, obviously, there's a lot more to say about all of these things. All right, so what would be option number two in the Gemara? So either you're going to cause them to profit, which will in turn lead them to thank their God, or lifnei iver, right? Lifnei iver, dimaz bin le behema. So let's say you sell him an animal. What is he going to do with that animal? He's going to go bring it as a korban. He's going to go sacrifice that animal for a korban. And you basically just led the Ovid Chacham to violate Avodah Zarah. And that's not allowed, because you're not allowed to cause a Jew to do an Avera. You're also not allowed to cause a Goy to do an Avera. One of the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is idol worship. So if you give him an animal before his holiday, it's your fault because you led him to shech the animal. Okay, now again, the Gemara says, what's the difference? So what if he already has an animal? If he already has an animal, can you give him another animal? So according to reason number one, no. Anytime you give him a profit, it's going to cause him to thank God. That's Usher, his God. If it's just about him sacrificing an animal, he already had an animal, it's not a problem. So now the question becomes, practically speaking, if we were to stop here and analyze for a second, is there any reason to say that it's usur or mutter to give a holiday gift to a non-Jewish colleague today, tomorrow, right, within 3 days of New Year's, or let's say last week before December 25th, right? Oh, very good. So Dr. Karp already deals with the Tosfos, right? So Maseches Avodah Zarah. Very good. So Dr. Karp, with his Bikias of Utsum, right, as Fox News likes to call him, a highly religious individual. So, yes. So, number one, the Chiluk between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is noted already in the Shulchan Aruch, earlier in Tosfos as well, that we assume in Shulchan Aruch that in Chutz La'aretz this would only apply on the day of the holiday and not within the 3 days leading up to the holiday. So that's chiluk number one. That's one heter that we'll get to. Anyone else have anything, just any yeah, logical? Yeah.
Today,
yeah.
Most Goyim are not practicing.
Very good. So,
Avodah Zarah.
So Rabbi Weintraub points out that he said live in Shomrei Torah over here that most non-Jews are not really Ovdei Avodah Zarah.
Buddhists maybe are, but most.
Right. So let's assume that Christianity is in the halachic category of Avodah Zarah. So I would argue even most Christians are, I don't know how devout they are, right? It's very rare that I find a Christian who's outwardly Christian. Now, again, I live in a bubble, Sheba bubble. I grew up in Queens. I went to high school in the Five Towns, and I moved all the way to Fairlawn. That's the extent of my life, you know? And I've been to Israel, you know? So ultimately, and I work in TABC. So, the non-Jewish security guard, you know, the IT guy, the non-Jewish teachers in TABC. So, yes, there is one individual that I could think of in the TABC faculty who is a Christian.
Even if they say, thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Even if they say that, they don't really mean it.
So Rabbi Weintraub wants to say a big, big kula that even if they were to say thank you, Yeshu, with the J word, they drop the J, if they say thank you, J-E-S-U-S, right? Assuming you're allowed to pronounce that name, which you are. So let's say they say that, right? So that is not really about Avodah Zarah also because he's saying they're not really sincere about that. It's just more of like a sprach. Oh, very good. So there's a halakhic issue altogether about whether or not Christianity is Avodah Zarah. So let's assume it is. So Robert, right? What do you think? Tipping the garbage man, right? I don't know, is that the Minogan Fairlawn model? You tip the garbage man?
Mailman.
Tip the mailman.
Yeah.
All right. So we already tip the mailman. AB doesn't tip his mailman. Okay.
I do.
All right, wait, hold on. I have to know this. Well, let's take a little bit of time. Is the minnow used to tip or not to tip?
Newspaper delivery, yes.
Newspaper delivery. I haven't opened the failing newspaper since. All right, okay.
I always tip the mailman.
All right, so I want the garbage man to like me. I don't know. The people who deliver my water, they conveniently sent me a holiday card. My interpretation of that was they were asking for a response, right? That was my, if you want to keep on getting water, like, you better give us a holiday gift. That was my understanding, you know, growing up in the subways of Queens. That was my reading of that card. But here in my suburban Fairlawn, where, you know, it's a little bit of a different tone, it's a little bit more subtle. So if I wanted to tip the water delivery guys or the mailman or the garbage man tomorrow or Friday, so is that a violation of halakha? It's a fascinating question. Because it's officially usher on the books, right? It's officially usher on the books. On the books, as we've seen, if you give a gift within 3 days, or we'll say on the day of, certainly, it can lead to Avodah Zarah, or for them, you know, it's a Avodah Zarah problem, which is interesting. You don't usually have practical Avodah Zarah questions, but this might be one. So let's try to figure this out. And then furthermore, I grew up not only as with young people celebrating New Year's Eve, but adults. Now, what?
Orthodox
Jews, you know, in the good old days, you know, when things were just, you know, coming along their way in the progression of American history and Jewish American history. So it was very innocent, right? A bunch of people would get together and, you know, watch the ball drop. It wasn't obviously, you could have Marv, you could have a Marv break in the same way you could get together to watch a football game. There was nothing obviously Christian about it. It was very innocent, very social, no work the next day. You could stay up a little bit late. And, you know, it was very innocent, as we could say it's innocent. But is that innocent? Is that usher? So I've seen, you know, kids do it for fun. Adults do it for fun. It's the same thing. Just adults do it, you know, adults in the social life, right? It's understood. So the first major Gemara that directly addresses this is a Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Samach Dalet Amud Beis, on the very, very bottom, going on to Samach Hem and Aleph. Rav Yehuda Shadarlei Kurbana. So either it means a korban or a present. La avidarna, some non-Jew. Biyom Edom. On the day of their holiday, he sent them this present. Amar, yad. So that he, now the burden of proof is on Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda, you just violated the first mission of Avodah Zarah. You sent him a gift on the holiday. That's usher. And what was his response? Yadana bey delo palach Avodah Zarah. Now, I know that this non-Jew in particular, he does not really worship Avodah Zarah. He's not so devout in his religion. Similarly, Rava, the exact same thing, further down on the Amud, Rava amti le korbana le bar sheshach biyom edam. He did the same thing. He sent a gift on a holiday. Amar yadana bedelo palach l'avodah zarah. And I also know that this particular Jew doesn't worship avodah zarah. Therefore, he felt that it was mutter to send a gift even on the holiday itself, which is a direct violation of halacha. Yet, that's what they did, which is amazing. So, if we were to take this Gemara, la halacha, that would mean that I'm allowed to give a gift to the non-Jewish security guard at TABC tomorrow or, you know, on December 25th and say, you know, happy holiday, maybe. I appreciate all that you do for TABC, for keeping us safe. Because I know he's just going to go home and drink the wine and he's not going to worship anything with it. He's not going to, you know, wine actually in particular has more of a severity, but whatever. Let's say I gave him some holiday socks, you know, whatever, an Amazon gift card. I know, he's not so frum. He's not going to worship anything. So mutter, seemingly from this Gemara be mutter, but this Gemara is not the Shulchan Aruch. We have to see the progression of halacha. So I saw in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed, the famous Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, he should live and be well. So on that Gemara, he quotes Rav Yaakov Emden. I tried to find this inside the original source. I did not find Hagos Yaivetz on Bar Ilan, nor did I find it on Otsar HaChachma. I didn't look in Hebrew books. Now I'm regretting it, but he quoted it verbatim. So I didn't feel like I needed to find it, but I tried to find it. And even though I couldn't find it, I still felt comfortable quoting it because it's quoted verbatim here. I try to find sources inside, but the Chashukei Chemed, a rather reliable source. So what does Rav Yaakov Emden ask on this Gemara? This Gemara makes no sense. Sarach Ian, im kein mai time hevi lo biyom edam dafka. So you know that your non-Jewish colleague doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. Out of all the days in the year, why in the blazes would you pick January 1st or December 25th to give them a gift? It must be that they're religious. Meaning, if they're not religious, give them a gift on any other day. I mean, if they're not religious, and if they are religious,
that's the day they expect.
Oh, sorry, why just Mechavim to Rabbi Yaakov Emden? Meaning, but the story still doesn't make sense. I mean, clearly they acknowledge the secular date, the Avodah Zarah date, the holiday as a day that they were expecting a gift. It wasn't random. It wasn't a coincidence that they gave him.
It's like your birthday.
Yeah, your birthday. Very good. So Amy's already coming up with answers. Very good. But you hear the question, Robert. It's a very sharp question, meaning why did the Rebbeim give a gift specifically on these pagan holidays? They said, oh, it's okay because they're not pagan. But out of all the days of the year, you give it on that day. Clearly, there's significance to the day. So look what Rav Yaakov Emden says. Rav Yaakov Emden lived a generation before the Gra, right? So we're talking 16 to 1700s. V'yesh lomar she'osam hayamim hayu yom rosh hashanah shelahem. Oh my gosh, right? He says it was mamish New Year's. It was their New Year's. It was their Rosh Hashanah. She'ovdei kochavim osim oso l'shem avodas kochavim. So their idolatrous practice was to celebrate their New Year's, we'll call it January 1st, as a pagan holiday. V'elu, but these particular non-Jews, lo hayu ovdin la'avodas kochavim, rak yom chag lahem. There's the key line. They weren't devout Christians, but it was still what? Off from work, AB just said, right? It was a holiday in the national sense of the word. It was a minug, so to speak. But they weren't going to church that morning. Lefi shemonim bo. They count by that calendar. Reishit shenatam. That's the beginning of their new year. V'smeichim bo, ba'achila, v'shtia. Sound familiar? When I saw this Rabbi Yaakov Emden, I was going nuts. This is the perfect source for a shir on the New Year's in halacha. V'choshvim le'mazel tov k'shimimim doron. Ad kan lashon Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So mamish, a source black on white from Rabbi Yaakov Emden to explain a Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah that if a non-Jew doesn't celebrate Christianity religiously, there is absolutely no issue giving them a gift because you know it's just friendly, it's cordial, it's society, but it's not religious. And therefore, it would be permissible. Wow, 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 wow. Okay, so that is just an explanation of a Gemara. So let's, but by the way, Rabbi Yaakov Emden was, no, I'm sorry, the Chashukei Chemed was was writing this halachically. I mean, he used this Rabbi Yaakov Emden as a halachic source, understandably so. So we have heter number one, if they're not so religious. So let's try to now, does anyone have any questions, by the way, until this point? So seemingly mutter to tip the garbage man if you know for a fact that he's not religious, but who knows what the garbage man does on Sunday mornings, or if he goes to mass late night. Well, so A.B. really, A.B. is rocking this. A.B. doesn't think this is good. A.B. just said live in Shomrei that even if a Christian goes to church, it's not a problem. Because it's just social.
Unfortunately, many people go to school. It's also not
a I'm not going to quote A.B. I'm not going to repeat that one that A.B. just said. I'm going to censor A.B.'s chorifas over here. But I hear that. A.B. wants to argue that people who go to church are not necessarily going because they believe in any higher Christian theology. They're just going because it's the thing to do Sunday mornings. Wow. 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 That's A.B. Unbelievable. Okay. When A.B. is off from school, he gets a little rowdy, right? That's right. You got to keep A.B. A.B.'s having fun with you at your expense. Hope you're mocking me, right? Just my own personal entertainment. Okay. A.B. was mocking me. Should be noted. Okay. Let's go weiter. So says the Shulchan Aruch, okay, black on white, your idea, kuf mem ches, sif, hey. Aser lishlawach doron legoy biyom chagam. You're not allowed to send a gift to a non-Jew on their holiday. You're not allowed to. Here's heter number one. Ele imke noda lo she'eno moda ba'avodas kochavim. Unless you know that he does not subscribe to that avodah zarah and he does not worship that avodah zarah. And similarly, if a non-Jew gives you a gift, and you know that they don't worship avodah zarah, totally fine. Okay, now here's the heter number two. Heter number two. V'im choshesh le'eva mikablo. If your devout Christian colleague, so in TABC I have one of those, a real Christian colleague, if he gives me a holiday gift, Rabbi Mandelstam, I wanted to give you an honor of the new year. I wanted to give you some, whatever, a new sweater. And I say, thank you so much. Because if I don't accept it, it will lead to animosity and it could be blogged, especially in this generation. It could be, you know, publicized around the world in a matter of seconds. I'm allowed to accept it. And the Shulchan Aruch does rule though, but then throw it away. V'yizrekenu b'fanav lebor o lemakom ha'avid kila'achir yad. Meaning try to come up with a scheme to pretend like you dropped it into the sewer. Meaning try to figure out a way to accept it, but also not accept it long term. You know, come up with some form of scheme. Very good. So AB says it's also usher v'na. So long term, right? We assume, I'm not mistaken, that you're not allowed to benefit from it. That's another question. I did not put that sif on Shulchan Aruch, but if you would violate this law, I don't remember the halacha. It's in the same siman, though. I don't remember. I have to look it up. But so unless the person's really devout, you could keep the present. And now sif chet in that same siman, kuf mem ches in your day. Ein yom achag aser elala avodim bo bilvad. So this is exactly what Yaakov Emden said. It's only aser regarding the non-Jews who actually celebrate the holiday. So very similar to heter number two, whatever it may not get. Heter number one is not so from. Heter number two is Ava. If it's going to lead to animosity or hatred, fighting, it's two. Now, heter number three is essentially the same thing as number one. That you find a non-Jew who celebrates, you know, Christmas, New Year's, but not religiously, but only socially. And even if they go through the motions, they have a family Christmas party, and they might even go to mass, but they're only doing it because of peer pressure from the government, or they're just doing it to be part of the festivity, but as Rabbi Weintraub predicted, but they're not actually invested in the religion, so that would also be permissible. So I had this year, where I had a plumber in my home fixing a sink that was clogged, and he was Christian, and a Jewish electrician came into my home as well. And it was Sunday morning. Now these two individuals knew each other, they were friendly. And the Jew, you know, will say, he says Kaddish, you know, during a year, you know, a Jew. And he was going to Minyan during the year of Avelis to say Kaddish. So that level of commitment. And he looks at the plumber. He says, shouldn't you be in church Sunday morning? He called him out on it. And it was good shtick, right? Because this, you know, this electrician knew that the plumber was Christian. And the Christian basically was caught red-handed ditching church to make an extra buck. Now, I didn't know that I was hiring him during his training. Now, I don't know, right? So essentially what that means is that that person's going through the motions, doesn't really care so much about religion, you know, seemingly. That's, he's working on Shabbos, right, right. He's clogging my sink instead of going to church on Sunday morning. So I didn't tell the priest on him, right? But I am in touch, by the way, with the church here because I like to use the field. You know, I live right by the field. So I asked the church if I'm allowed to use it. And they said yes, which is clutch. Hence some serious, what? Oh, so am I allowed to use the church property? So yes, so I think that's my, Rav Moshe writes, so you're not supposed to go into like a classroom in the church because they're going to try to chop you in. But no.
A question about that. I live a couple blocks from a church and the bus stop is around the corner. And from what I understood, I can't cut through the church grounds to get to the bus stop earlier because I'm benefiting from the church in some way. Is that
okay? So I'm not gonna. I've heard of this rumor before, and I've asked, let's say, serious poskim about that exact question, and they told me they had never heard of such a prohibition.
Oh.
So I didn't look into it intensely. You're not supposed to go into a church. That doesn't mean you're not allowed to cut through the church parking lot.
Cutting through the gutter
shul. Yeah, so I know a TABC boy who specifically avoids the parking lot. And I asked a very respected posek. I said, maybe we should tell this kid to not be so quote-unquote from because it's upsetting his parents. And the posek looked at me and said, of course, it's not us at all. So Robert, maybe I would defer to Rabbi Yudin. I mean, Mark wasn't this just to kind of get their approval, but let's just say I've asked the question before, and I have been told that it is permissible. All right, Robert.
Well, I don't take the bus anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, so all right, so we'll try to get you that information as soon as possible.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, Mrs. Like, Carter.
Does it matter if the person who's giving you a gift thinks that they're giving you a gift for their holiday or your holiday?
A 1,000%. That's the biggest difference in the world. 1,000%. Part of the halacha acknowledges that non-Jews are very flattered by Jews who accept their holiday gifts because essentially you're acknowledging their holiday. So if a non-Jew were to give you a Hanukkah gift that coincides with December 25th, it's not so clear that that's usher. Even though technically speaking, it should be usher on a non-Hanukkah December 25th. But if the non-Jew is specifically giving you a Hanukkah present, not a December 25th present, so I'm not sure that would be usher, because a big part of the holiday is having the non-Jew feel, you know, flattered by the Jew acknowledging their holiday. So yeah, the halacha certainly acknowledges what you're talking about. Okay, so here, let's try to zip up Marv's in a little bit. Here, so another heter over there is that nowadays the Shulchan Aruch rules that it's not so clear that we have a vodah zara. There's a val bezman zeh einam bekiyum b'tiv elilim. So the biggest answer out of all is the Shulchan Aruch says, it's not so clear that we have any idea what a Avodah Zarah is anymore. So like, it's not so clear that any of this applies nowadays, but I don't know if we rely on that Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah, here's the Ramah, the famous Ramah, Rav Moshe Isserles, he quotes the Truma Sadeshim, one of the Rishonim, who addresses New Year's head on, a big heter. He says, even if you were to give a present to Kohanim, let's say a priest, a Christian priest, So that's not so big. So AB nailed it on the head. Ain osim em takrovis, so no I vote. You give them a holiday Amazon gift card, they're not using that for their service in the church. Rather, what do? They eat, they drink. You give them some food, they're going to eat it. You give them an Amazon gift card, they're going to use it to buy batteries. So number two, it's going to lead to serious anti-Semitism or hatred if you don't acknowledge their celebrations. We live amongst non-Jews, and we have to play into the system a little bit. That's what the Ramah writes. He says, business as normal. And if in your office, there's a secret Santa where people exchange gifts around the holiday season, you play along with it. That's what the Ramah says. And he says, even if you go to the city where everyone's celebrating, you happen to be in New York City on, you know, the night of New Year's Eve, and everyone's, we'll say, in a festive mood. Says the Rama, Yismach imahem. You have to play the game. Rejoice with them. Mishum eva. It's just a flattery. You're just acknowledging that you appreciate them. Oh, now New Year's Eve is awful because Mamish, you're not allowed to get drunk ever, except for Purim is an exception. But New Year's Eve is just a chilah. A human should not be getting drunk in public. Drinking is usher. We had another shiur we gave is drinking in moderation kosher, a separate shiur. But the Ramad then comes back. So essentially, the Ramad just gave a tremendous heter from the Trumas Hadeshin. And he's even more explicit in the Ramah's Darche Moshe, his commentary on the tour, where he refers to New Year's as the eighth, that's Shabiyom Shemini Sha'achar Nittel, right? Nittel Nach, right? Referring to Christmas, Shekorin New Year. That's what he says. Yishlach lo mi ba'od yom. So the Ramah is a chumrah now, he says. Here he says, both in the Darche Moshe and in the Ramah, he writes, try to be a little machmir, to send it before the holiday. He says, umikol makom, Baal nefesh yarchik milisamech imahem im yuchal. Meaning, if you're not going to get fired, if your boss is not going to be upset with you, if you ditch the business office Christmas party, if you ditch it, you're not going to get into trouble. Better to be, you know, machmer not attend. V'chein im sholech doron la'obed kocham im bizman hazeh. Try, and here he is in Ramah. He says, on the eighth day she'achar nitzel, shekorim New Year, he says on the first day of the new year, Sheyeshlam Simon im Yagielam Dor, and they know when the presents come. They, you know, if you give it in 3 months, they're gonna know that you ditched the new year. He says, try to do it im Efshalo Yishlach Lo Mi Ba'erev. So try to do it basically, you know, today or tomorrow, as opposed to Mamish tomorrow night or on January 1st. So that's the Chumrah of the Ramah. So Rav Willig, he says that if you're giving a gift to the garbage man or whatever it is, try to do it around Hanukkah time. But the Ramah is writing that, no. Here, the Goyim, they know if you are specifically avoiding their dates. Meaning, if it's going to be very clear that you're giving a gift on a date that is avoiding their holiday, which could be very obvious, let's say, in a law firm or something like that. So the Ramah just says, try to do it a little bit off, just like a few hours even, a day early, just one day early, so it's not so clear that you're avoiding their holiday. So, you know, this happens. This really happens in law firms. You know, they have, let's say, camaraderie that you want to go on, let's say, they want to go to a game together, to out to dinner together. So you have to really know. But the remote just came out with some serious aterim that you're allowed to use your seichel and kind of celebrate with them just so it doesn't lead to animosity. Now, Rav Moshe, though, is more machmir than the remote. We said we started with Moshe Rabbeinu to the remote, Rav Moshe Isserles, that's all, and now Rav Moshe Feinstein. He does not like New Year's at all. He says, what's the deal with baking parties? He says, obviously, to have a New Year's party, l'shem New Year's is usher. Let's just say, not everybody knew this Rav Moshe. A lot of from Jews have had New Year's parties. I said, it's very innocent. Rav Moshe thinks it's awful. He says, if they're doing it l'shem New Year's, that's certainly usher. And even if they're not doing it l'shem New Year's, it's usher because of marus ayin. That's his chiddush. People are going to look at you celebrating on this evening, tomorrow night, and they're going to assume that you're celebrating New Year's. But I'm just getting together with friends to celebrate our friendship. No. It looks usher. He even says to delay a wedding tomorrow night. If your wedding is scheduled for December 31st at night, you should delay it because people are going to look at your party and they're going to think that you're celebrating New Year's. No one books it. Now, he says, obviously, if a bris milah, a pigeon, a bed falls out on it, you don't have to delay it, obviously. He said, but if you have a choice to pick a date, but that's a huge chumrah. I don't know if he postulates Rav Moshe practically. And here he is. Here he nails it on the head. V'yom rishon mishana shalem v'chein Thanksgiving. So he says, New Year's and Thanksgiving ain l'esor midina. So he says that New Year's and Thanksgiving are not as bad as Christmas, essentially. But you should be machmer. Now, Moshe is make about Thanksgiving, specifically when he addresses Thanksgiving head on in other tshuvas. But essentially what he just said is that midin, by letter of the law, you can't call New Year's usher, which is a chiddush also. So even though he was machmer, he came out leheter, but I was a little surprised by that because we know that the origin of New Year's is Christian, right? So I would have assumed, what?
Uh-huh.
Very. So you're saying it's not a vote of Zohar. So Adam's pointing out that it might not be. So I guess there's a debate about again, but the Ramah refers to it as the eighth day of the Niftel, right? Meaning there is an association between Christmas and New Year's.
Yes, he was born on Christmas.
So ultimately, Ramosha says that New Year's is not Usher Midin. So anyone who lives in a corporate America environment and is going to get into trouble for not playing by the New Year's rules, you have serious people to rely on because it's not Usher, number one. And the Ramah said, go for it. Like, go for it. Now, obviously, I don't think anyone should be staying up till midnight any night besides for Shavuos. Should go to bed on time. The ball will drop whether you're awake or not. You should go to bed. And it's a school, though. We know that one of the things you get reward in is Hashkamas based on Nidra Shachris for Arvis, right? To the Rav Yonah Risi. He explained if you go to bed on time and wake up on time. So again, I'm a straight shooter. I'm proud to be a loser. Go to bed early, Alvin. That's my style. So if I ruined anyone's plans for tomorrow night, I hope you moch on me. But I wasn't invited to your New Year's party anyway, Alvin. So that's really what this is about.
I'm not having one. So, but you're welcome to come over.
This was all a scheme for me to get invited.
And I was going to give you a present.
What was that, Jerome?
I have a safer for you.
You have a safer? Are you serious? Right now we're talking. You
I have sperm for you.
All right, whatever. All right, okay, everyone. Shavua Tov, hope to see you. And maybe we'll have Ashkama. Yes. It'll be Gishmak. Celebrate all the learning we're doing together. All right, everybody. Have a wonderful evening.
Have a happy fiscal new year.
Have a good evening. Have a good evening.